From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Thursday, July 19th. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. We'll see a slight chance of maybe some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Look for high around 89, then maybe a better chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with a low around 73. Fire crews are mopping up two early morning house fires today in West Frankfort. Fire crews from across the region responded to the initial call about 2:40 this morning in the 900 block of Jackson Street in West Frankfort. A call for additional help went out about an hour later when an adjacent house caught fire. West Frankfort authorities say there were no injuries, no word yet on what caused the fire. Both house fires have been extinguished. Crews were still on the scene early this morning putting out some hot spots. Fire crews from West Frankfort, Benton, West City, Ziegler, Marion, Heron, and Johnston City responded to the fires. A Williamson County man is headed to prison on a methamphetamine offense. The U.S. attorney says 45-year-old Rex Hopper of Creel Springs was sentenced to nearly 20 years after he was convicted of distributing more than 50 grams of meth. The offense occurred between January of 2015 and May of 2017 in Williamson and Franklin counties. President Donald Trump's trade disputes with China, Mexico, and Canada are already eroding the value of American agricultural production. Bloomberg reports soybean growers alone expect to lose at least $3.2 billion during the next crop season. Brendan Kelly is the Democratic nominee in Southern Illinois' 12th Congressional District. He says taking on China is appropriate, but the Trump administration should not lump allies like Canada and Mexico in with tariffs.
If we take on all these fights all at once and we don't seek allies and we don't seek friendships and build upon the alliances that we have through this process of reforming trade, then I think that the consequences could ultimately be disastrous, not just for your steel worker, but also for your farmer. So we need to be thoughtful about that.
Kelly says fast-track trade deals have given the power in trade policy to the executive branch, which disconnects the people who are directly impacted by those trade agreements. SSM Healthcare, St. Mary's Hospital in Centralia, has launched a $5 million capital campaign for an emergency room renovation project. Hospital officials say the campaign will play a vital role to provide an expanded, modernized space designed specifically for the ER. They say this is the final stage in a larger facility plan encompassing almost the entire first floor. The plan includes a new surgery pavilion, expanded renovation outpatient services area, and a modernized public and support areas. The SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital Foundation announced it has already received five major gift commitments totaling $1.5 million, representing about 30% of all donor contributions needed to reach the capital campaign's goal. Well, the director of the Illinois Office of Tourism was in Union County yesterday to recognize a longtime orchard as part of the office's Illinois-made program. WSIU's Kevin Boucher was there.
Surrounded by local and state officials in the middle of the fruit-filled Rendleman Orchards Farm Market Store, Corey Jobe presented a plaque to Rendleman owners Wayne and Michelle Searles.
It's really small business owners like the Rendlemans here that are helping propel the tourism industry in the state.
Searles said people want to see where their food comes from.
We have been a family farm for 145 years. We have a lot of wonderful customers that come to our store that want to connect with the farm.
Job said in 2017, Illinois hosted 114 million tourists who spent $37 billion in the state and added that tourism is the seventh largest industry in Illinois. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Well, checking the forecast for today on your Thursday, partly sunny. We'll see a slight chance of maybe some scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Look for high today around 89, winds about the south at 5 to 8 miles an hour. That chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to stay with us overnight tonight, primarily during the overnight hours. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 73, winds about the south-southeast at 7 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, pretty much more of the same. Mostly sunny skies. There's a 40% chance we'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. It will be warmer. Look for high tomorrow of 91. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.